Lauren Nimmo is about to join us. She's with the Royal Life Saving Society of WA, and they're urging people not to dump their kids at public pools this summer. I'd like to know the definition of dump. And I must admit, I went swimming at a swimming pool when I was pretty young and was left there by my parents, and I survived. I gather things have changed a bit. Lauren, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What is the situation by meaning don't dump your kids at a pool? How old? You're talking about a particular age, and if a child can swim, what's the diff?
Yeah, look, it's a really interesting topic given that we're heading into, you know, the busy summer season, school holidays, all of those sorts of things. People are going to be venturing out to the water, and public pools are a great place for people to go and use, particularly at this time of year. I guess what we're hearing from lifeguards that are employed at our public pools is that a lot of parents are bringing their children to the facility, just leaving them there unsupervised, and have, I guess, a bit of a misconception that it's the role of the lifeguards to supervise their children while they're at the facility. And while the lifeguards provide a really important safety feature of many pools, they're there to supervise and keep everyone in the facility safe. And when you've got hundreds of people in the facility, they can't really provide the close supervision that's required for young children.
But isn't that a call for the parents to make? Like, if they feel confident enough that the child can swim and they're there with their friends, why would they need to go with them?
I think it's interesting. When we're talking about children, we're talking about children under the age of 10. So, yes, they may have done swimming lessons. Yes, they may have perfected those skills in a controlled swimming lesson environment. But what we're finding from the data that we collect from public pools around the injuries and aquatic rescues that they have to perform, majority of those are children under 10 that are unsupervised. And they do, while they can swim, they do get into trouble when they're playing with their friends. They don't have necessarily the skills to be able to understand the dangers that they're putting themselves into, and they do panic when they get into a situation or into trouble. And we find that while they have those skills in a controlled environment, when they're in that uncontrolled environment playing, sometimes those skills do go a little bit out the window.
Right. The pool that I frequent, there's a sign that says, do not be more than X number of metres away from your children at any time. Yeah. Is that what you'd like to encourage?
Yeah, what we really promote, there's a program that we have, Watch Around Water, which promotes, I guess, that shared responsibility of supervision between the parent and the lifeguard. And what we really encourage parents to do is, if your child's under 5, within arm's reach, sometimes that means in the water, but close enough proximity that if something does happen and the child gets into trouble, you are there to pull them out of the water. For the older age group, 5 to 10, we encourage parents to be within line of sight. So they're maintaining that constant sort of supervision. It's not just an occasional glance up from their mobile phones. They're finding that's been a huge issue over the last couple of summers, or talking to other parents and things like that. So it's really about that constant supervision. And like I mentioned, while the lifeguards are there to help in a case of emergency, that's what they're trained to do, things can go wrong very quickly and they can't be everywhere at once. So it is important that parents, when they have young children, are providing that secondary supervision as well.
What about a parent that decides to take the neighbourhood kids to the pool, you know, helping out the other mums and dads? Is that okay?
Yeah, it is. Look, each pool has their own sort of, I guess, internal policies around how many children people can have. But we're aware that parents do go to the pool with more than one child. So there is obviously more dangers that come with more children, but their local pool will have policies in place. But yes, that is fine.
Right. Okay. Well, it's a timely reminder, I suppose, heading into summer, full bore. We appreciate your time.
Lovely. Thanks for having me.
Good on you. Lauren Nimmo there, Royal Life Saving Society of WA spokesperson.